I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And every Monday, Chico Now's subcategory topic is called Helping People, where we talk about things that are happening in your families, your marriages, your relationships, your children, etc. And I am your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I do this job out of using my master's degree in counseling psychology. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling here in Chico. And today we're going to talk about, since yesterday was Mother's Day, and last week we talked a little bit about how expectations influence our communication with our significant others. I thought we would stay on that topic because a lot of times our children or our significant other celebrates Mother's Day with us, or they don't, and we might have certain expectations of what that's going to look like. And sometimes our families outdo themselves and we feel super loved. And sometimes they don't show their appreciation in the way that we would have hoped that they would have shown it. And we feel disappointed. And then that disappointment, you know, it affects us for a little while. And then it affects our family and the enjoyment of our lives with our families. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. And before we get any farther in, I have to do the legal disclaimer that this is only a 30-minute show. So while I'm a therapist, this is not considered therapy or a substitute of therapy. But if you do hear something that kind of triggers you and makes you feel like I need to explore that a little more, you are welcome to call and set up a conversation, set up a appointment with me, and that number is 530-921-5122, or go on the website and look for a therapist in your area, because if it's something that's really triggering you and it really is hard on your heart, then talking about it with somebody who is really skilled with understanding communication, expectations, and ourselves is something that can be a blessing. And today I have brought in with me my supervisor, Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, to join the conversation. Hello, Joe.
Hello, it's good to be here again.
It's good to see you. Joe comes on every month on the third Monday of each month. And I know that this is not the third Monday, but it just happened to work out. And I love having him on here. We really get into some good conversations, Joe and I. He is a great guy to work with. And if you ever want to hire him to work with you, he works a lot with couples and with men. Those are his, really the niche that he specializes in. Joe, would you give the folks out there your contact info just in case they want it?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing would be to say that, you know, we're on the web at chicocreekcounseling.com. Uh-huh. So you can look at all of the therapists who are all believers in our office and get an idea of who might be the best fit for you. So that would be the first step. Phone number would be, easiest would be my personal cell, which goes directly to me, which is 530-513-3475. And then I can answer any questions or help with discussing about who might be the best therapist if you want to schedule with somebody.
Wonderful. Thanks, Joe. I always like to get that over with in the beginning and maybe try to remember to do it in the end. Because once I get into a conversation, it just, all of that goes out the door and I just forget. So I just love
it. Yes, it does sometimes.
It does.
You get all caught up in that.
Uh-huh.
Really fun.
So let's talk a little bit about, I've been a mother for 16 years now. And before that, I was a daughter. Well, I'm probably still a daughter, right?
Yes.
I have a mother, and I'm the daughter of the King Most High. So I'm There's always a daughter, no
yes.
matter what. And so there are years where, gosh, my family just steps up to the plate, and I feel so loved. And I just think, this is the best. I am so lucky. And then there are times where the day kind of goes by, and if I hadn't planned the day for Mother's Day, then nothing got happened, and then I feel a little bit bummed. And so, thankfully, I have the career that I have, and I've had it for a little while, so those bummed days don't happen quite as often, because I can communicate those expectations in a healthy way. The Lord really blessed me with with that. But not everybody has that, and not everybody has that experience. So I thought that it would be a good idea for us to talk about what that looks like today. All right. We're already ready for the commercial break. And so if you guys would stay tuned and think about what are some ways that your expectations were met, some ways that your expectations were not fulfilled, and did you have any? Did you have expectations for this last Sunday? Or did your significant other or did your parent have expectations? And were those communicated? All right, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People. And we are here today with my supervisor, Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And we're talking about expectations and how that might have, how your expectations might not have been fulfilled or how they might have been fulfilled this yesterday on Mother's Day. Because a lot of moms have certain expectations that, hey, I do all this work all year. This is the one day that I get to sleep in, or that I'm going to get presents, or whatever their love language is, that their expectations will be met. And sometimes moms get a little disappointed. And then that makes husbands get disappointed because they thought they were trying. And the kids feel a little bad. So it just is a trickle-down effect, right? And so we wanted to talk a little bit about how to communicate your expectations, how to have realistic expectations, and what are some things that husbands and children can do. So maybe use this for next year or for next week. If your wife or significant other or your mother felt disappointed this week, then maybe there's some ways that you can make it up to her. So Joe, your wife has been a mother for 37 years. And now she's a grandmother. So yes. How about you give our listeners a little bit of insight for what has worked for you guys in the past?
Sure, be happy to. Well, I was thinking about in the early years, which was actually a long time ago, so my memory is a little fuzzy, but I do remember with my two young daughters taking them to pick out a card, or sometimes even sitting down at the kitchen table with them to have them make a card for their mother or make a special gift, or going out into the yard, you know, and pick a flower, you know, something simple, or later maybe even buying a present for them at the store to honor their mother. So I think part of that for young families, it's important to do that, to teach our children, you know, that's a value. They don't just catch that. We have to teach that to them.
We have to be proactive and purposeful in teaching that.
Exactly.
How to, because they're receiving love all the time, but teaching them how to exhibit that love and that appreciation.
Yes. And I think that's really, really important value, because that translates into all kinds of relationships.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is, I heard a single mom the other day talk about what she did with her young children. She took them to a store and let them pick out a present and then take it over and have it gift wrapped. And then she went over and paid for it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So still in teaching the same value. So if you're a single mom and you don't have their dad there to be thoughtful and attentive to that sort of thing, that's another way to handle that, which would be perfectly acceptable.
You know, once my son turned around 10, I did that, but I took him to Target, and then I just sat in the Target little food court area, and he went, and he had his money.
Wow.
And I told him, okay, this is the most you can spend, because there's tax.
Yes, there's that.
And at 10, he can figure that out. He can understand that, and he can be safe in Target by himself while I'm at the food court, which is right by the doors. So no one
keep
will steal
close
him.
Eye.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when he was even younger than that, I actually would have my girlfriends take him shopping for me.
Oh, great idea.
And I would give them money, or I would give it to him, and then I'd have them take him and help him, you know, budget how much and what it is to get. Because I really, it was more than just me receiving a gift. I wanted him to have the skill of, this is how you show someone you love them. And it didn't have to be a big present. Usually he only had $10, which means he had to buy a $6 gift. But I wanted him to have that experience of picking out the most best thing, because he's thinking about mama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then there's if you do have the joy of having a dad around, then, you know, I think part of it is communicating expectations to dad. So if you're the mom and the wife, you're communicating to the dad, you know, here's what I need, you know, and people have different levels of expectations of what they want, how to celebrate Mother's Day. And after the break, I want to talk about how that's changed over the last 27 years that my wife and I have had children, from, you know, early mother expectations to now empty nest expectations. How do we navigate that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a really important question.
Now your kids are mothers.
Exactly.
And now their mom is the priority. They're trying to teach their kids how to make them the priority. Oh, good point.
Yes.
All right, guys, one more commercial break, and then we will be back with Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and Jessica Wilkerson.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Every Sunday, while we're at it, throwing every other day.
to start.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time. And I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So
welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People. And I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783. I work as a marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And Joe Taylor just so happens to be here with us today. We're talking about communicating our expectations. And while we're talking about it in regards to Mother's Day, remember, this is actually principles that can be used all the time with both genders of families and or of parents or couples, and not just on Mother's Day. Communicating our expectations is a big deal all of the days. But right now we're focusing on things that might have happened on Mother's Day or ways that your expectations were unfulfilled or not communicated healthy. So while that is the focus, remember, use these principles in your daily life all the time. Okay, Joe, before we left, you were talking about how now your wife has had to transition from being the mother on Mother's Day to kiddos to being the grandma on Mother's Day, and how things kind of changed a little bit for you guys.
Well, yes, I think the key thing is, as I go back and remember, you know, talking about how do we do Mother's Day, because I'm not a very good mind reader. She can actually read my mind pretty well, but I can't read her. So I have to actually use my words to, or have her words explain to me, you know, how it needs to be done. And I think that's the case with a lot of couples. So I learned over the years to ask rather than assume. You know, and we watch a lot of Hollywood movies, like where the guy's assuming this is what she wants, and, you know, he's wrong, you know, which makes for a lot of good comedy or drama. but in this case, I learned early, fortunately, that I needed to ask her, well, what is it you need? What do you want? What do you want in the early days? What do you want from the children? You know, how do you want to celebrate Mother's Day? Do we want to go have a picnic? Do we want to have something nice and quiet at the house? Do we want to go out to dinner? You know, how do you want to do this? So, and that varied from year to year, you know, depending on life circumstances, what was going on. When the children grew up and then got married, then the focus kind of changed, because now, you know, well, then they became mothers. And then, so how do we navigate Mother's Day when we have children who are mothers? That's kind of an interesting issue, particularly with both of our daughters living here in town. It's like, okay, well, so what do we do? So we kind of wait on them to tell us what they want, you know, kind of the same deal. And then how do I celebrate Mother's Day with my wife, the mother of my children? How do I honor her and bless her? So there's been a lot of conversations about that over the years, and that has changed, you know. So she'll say one year, well, yeah, I want, you know, let's do something special. The next year, no, I don't really want to do anything. So that's her choice, rather than me trying to guess what that is. So,
right. And I think it's really important that women or the mothers, just anyone, are clear. Because I think that sometimes what happens is someone will say, oh, I don't want anything, or I don't want a present, or, and they'll blow it off. And then their significant other takes that at face value. But really, there was something underlying there, and they wanted them to figure it out for themselves.
Like, there was one year, I remember, it's been a while, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, I was kind of getting crosswise on this whole Hallmark card thing and watching a lot of advertisement about Hallmark cards and, you know, the Hallmark Channel, and how they really do some really good commercials around buying a card. And it's like, well, I'm getting really sick of this. And so my wife said, well, just don't buy me a card this year. Let's not really, you know, celebrate, because, you know, it's our children that, you know, are being mothers at the moment. And so I didn't. Well, that was a really big mistake, you know. So even though she said, well, don't worry about it. I think she really wanted a card or some kind of
token acknowledgement,
you know, flowers or something. So I think honest and open communication, as always in any relationship, is important, and particularly in these kind of special events.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's okay to say, it's okay for a woman or a mother to say, you know what, I don't want any presents, but I do want the day to be special. And I don't want to tell you how to make it special.
Yeah, that's fine. But then be creative.
Right. But to just say, oh, I don't want anything, and leave it at that, I think that's playing games.
Yeah, that kind of left it open to fall in a deep hole.
Right. And I think that that happens a lot, especially in new relationships. Because in new relationships, we're testing. We're doing a lot of testing. All right, guys, our show is over, but listen to me tomorrow.